I just have to say, some of those words in the gospel were pretty harsh, that if your hand causes you to sin, to cut it off. And it's interesting. But of course, I am not advocating for anyone to cut off their hands or pluck at their eyes or cut off their feet. But I think there's something to it. That I don't think it's just Jesus just threw it out there to just allow us to push it off. No, and I think it likens to us, how many of us are very busy during a day, even those quote-unquote retired people too, that we tend to have a lot of things going on, right? That we tend to be going here and there and over there if we're working or if we have kids or if we have a variety of different things that are going on, that we tend to be so busy with stuff, that we tend to be always moving and going and not taking a break or anything like that. And I liken to this to with the gospel today. Do we do this as well with our soul? And to go against sin, are we as busy as we are with our jobs, with our families, with various other things? Are we that same level of busy to prevent sin from coming into our lives, into our soul? I think that answer is probably yes and no, right? That sometimes we are, sometimes that we do strive as much as doing this. Okay, I got to get going after this one sin. But then other times we just sit back and just don't do anything. Because as you probably know, sin is very easy to do. That is something easy that we naturally want to do. And that's the interesting part about sin. If we're not actively engaged to go against it, we will probably sin more and more and more. And I'm pretty sure that's similar to what the gospel reading is today. It's not literally cutting off your hand, but what are you actually doing to prevent sin? That what are you doing? That it's better that us to, if you will, strive to at least try to cut off our hand, quote unquote, cut off our hand in our lives. What is helping us to sin more? What's in our way, if you will, that's causing us to sin? Should we remove that from our life? And I think Jesus, of course, would say yes. To remove what's in our life that is causing us to sin. To remove whatever it is that is causing our soul to be thrown into Gehenna instead of into life. I'm pretty sure that's what, in a sense, Christ is calling us today from this gospel. It's for us to work as hard as we do in our jobs, in our life, in our everything that we do to prevent ourselves from sinning. Because that is what and how we can get to Christ in heaven. Of course, I'm not saying you'll be perfect all the time doing that. But the point is that you're trying to remove that obstacle that's causing you to sin. Trying to go after this one part in your life. To go after with as much energy as you do with your jobs, with your family. Because it does take that much energy. It does take that much work. It's not something that is easy. Because there's one thing I know for sure that will happen to us, and I'm sure all of you do, is that one day we will pass from this world, and then we'll be judged for the next. And do you think the state you are in right now is ready for the next world? Because I think that's the question that we need to have on a daily basis. Is our soul ready for the next world if we die tomorrow? Because you never know ultimately when someone will pass. And I think that's the seriousness of this, is to try to do something to prevent it from happening. And I think, quite honestly, with this and with the gospel, is the fact to be practical about it. I know I've said multiple times, you do this one sin over and over. It's a multiple sins that you do over and over that doesn't ever seem to change. Are you doing something practical to change that is the question? Or are you just saying, oh, I give it up to God. I try my best. Because I think the practicalness is probably something that is needed. Because if we get angry all the time, are we trying to practice being calm? Are we trying to practice to not allow if someone says this one certain word or talks about this one thing that we'll get angry and pissed off? Are we trying to avoid that? Or if we're impatient, are we trying to be patient? Are we actively trying to be more and more patient to not get upset when things happen not as quickly as we want it? And variety of other things to look at that one sin that you commit, that if you will, that habitual sin that happens over and over, and see where is a possibility of change. See where you can remove, if you will, that hand that causes you to sin. Because I think that's the ultimate way that we can at least do our best, that we at least try, that we're putting our energy towards our soul, as much as we do to this life on earth. And that's what I want to leave with you today, is that to try your best to go after that one sin. But in the end, you won't be perfect, and that's when you go to confession, when you ask for God's forgiveness, where you receive His mercy, because He always show you mercy. That He doesn't want you to be cast into Gehenna. He wants to show everybody mercy every single time. So at that time, to try your best to reduce sins in your life, to go after Christ, but in the end, you can only do so much, I'm sure, as you know, by yourself. That's when we need to ask God for that help and that grace to do even more, to go after Him in our life. Do not just be content on, oh, I'm just going to allow myself to sin. But to put that energy, put that work into striving for Christ. Because that's ultimately what this gospel is calling us to do. It's not sit back and allow your hand to keep on sinning. No. To go after it, to attack it as best as you can to reduce sins in your life and go towards Christ. So that's what I want to leave with you today, is how are you going to Christ? Are you putting that much energy into your soul as you are to your life on earth?